Look, it's in my nature to be great. You want some more, you figure four, I figure eight. It's in my pedigree, no, don't look for me to make mistakes. I got the heart of a champion, determination is all you see when you look at my face. Since I was a child, had dreams of walking that aisle. And look now, I'm the example of how you style and profile. Draped in the finest of clothes, walk to the ring in my robe. And if you on the card, sorry, I'm still in the show. Yeah, we talking about the queen. There's none better when she step up in the ring. You don't got a chance, you might wanna try the double team. Because we talking about the greatest we ever seen. I'm talking a whole different league. In a class with a few, when she flying through the air, what you gon' do? She got a flair for the gold, I thought you knew. She step in the room and everybody like, I know you mad because it's true.
There's nothing better, and you know that my goal is to be one better than my foes. I got everybody watching.
I got everybody watching.
I got everybody watching.
I got everybody watching.
The numbers and stats, they don't lie. Second nature to be one of a kind, and that's fine.
Yeah.
I got everybody watching.
Teasy.
I got everybody
Queen is here forever and winning with opportunity. Every WrestleMania main event like a movie screen. No more dominant figure eight, how she do the ring. Natural selection is flair and what it proves to be. Cuts her own, got the gear with the firework to show you that she the best, respect to get for firework. One of the four horsewomen, she more gifted, more vicious, athletic specimen, already legendary. Her father is the nature, no one better. About to take over the titles, run this business forever. 20-time champ, she will make it. Embracing statements of a certified player, no she made it. It's the queen, you better bow down, part of the team. Most decorated, most celebrated on the scene. Everybody must respect her. One legend, she will live forever. The best of all time is together, cause
there's nothing better, and you know that my goal is to be one better than my foes. I got everybody watching.
I got everybody watching.
I got everybody watching.
I got everybody watching.
The numbers and stats, they don't lie. Second nature to be one of a kind, and that's fine. I got everybody watching.
I got everybody watching.
I got everybody watching.
I got everybody watching.
Folks, welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans. I am your host, Conrad Cushman, and with me today, I have two elite hip-hop artists, two of the best that I know. One, you guys recognize every single week because I had about 10 to 20 different messages saying, hey, isn't that the person that does your theme song every week? Yes. So we have the King, Monteezy, back in the house. Teezy, what's going on, brother?
What's going on, man? I am glad to be here, my brother. Thank you guys for all the positive feedback on the music as well, man. I am more than blessed to be back on the show, bro. Thank you for having me on, man.
Yeah, it's been way too long. And also, we have the People's Rapper, one of the best hip-hop MCs that I've heard in recent years, John Connor, holding it down for everybody, holding it down for Michigan. What's going on, John?
What's up, man? Pleasure to be here, man. Thank you for having me, bro.
Man, I'm happy to have you guys on. We're going to get ready to talk pro wrestling, what they have going on for future projects, and all that and more. Do me a favor, guys. Make sure you hit the like button on the video. Subscribe to the channel if you like the content. And I think with that being said, there's only one thing left to do, and that's hit the intro with my boy, Monteezy. Let's get it. All right. Thank you so much. If you guys have comments in here, I'll try to see if I can sneak some of them in, depending on what the subject matter is. So feel free to post in the chat box and I will see those pop up. What's going on, Deep Six Pro Wrestling? Thank you. So let's start number one with how you two linked up. I don't know who wants to tell the story or if there's got to be something crazy with this because the chemistry and vibes are real with you two when it comes to doing music. So whoever wants the floor, take it.
Teezy, I think you should probably start off with that one, man.
Okay, big bro. So I've been a fan of John for a long time. You know what I mean? Musically. You know what I mean? He's always been one of my inspirations musically since the freshman cover back in the days, man. I mean, this guy has always been somebody I've always just listen to his music, like, yo, man, I just, you know, me and my craft, working on my craft as a musician. And looking up to him has always been, you know, it's been something for me to say, you know, one day, man, I believe we're going to link up. The universe is going to make it work out. So I'll give you a little bit of a backstory to the backstory really quick. One day, when Swole was still with us doing the podcast, she mentioned me. She said, hey, I spoke to John Connor. I'm like, word? And she's like, yeah. You know, he said he was a big fan of AEW and everything like that. I was like, yo, I said, save that. Because there might be something, I might hit him up in the future. So a long time goes by. I got Glenn actually linked us up too. Shout out to Glenn. He's a friend of mine and a friend of the show, big fan of the podcast. He linked us up as well. So I messaged Glenn one day. I said, yo, remember, message John, see if he wants to come on the show. At this time, we're on the network and everything. Everything's vibing. We're in the middle of our episode. So John responds right back. And we build a rapport. Me and John speak on the phone. We, you know, seeing how we are as people, you know what I mean? Cause you know how the entertainment industry is, man. You don't know who you're meeting each and every day. So it's always good to pick up a vibe before you invite somebody to come on your radio show, have them come down. You know what I mean? And our vibe, we just clicked. We have so much in common the way we think. So I talked to Swerve. Swerve was, man, let's get him on the show. Swerve has always been a big fan of him. And we linked it up. We made the business happen. Everything was smooth. He came down, and it felt, swear to God, meeting John for the first time, it felt like the big brother, because I'm the oldest in my family, the oldest sibling, so it felt like the big brother that I didn't have. You know what I mean? And talking to him, because he's been to a stratosphere as a musician. I could ask him so much and talk to him so much that when he came down here, it really felt like a family reunion. That's the way it always feels when we're together. I feel like all of us are one big family. He has his team, his family. Shout out to Lindsay, Steve, everybody over there. Shout out to everybody. Man, I could name Cam, both Cams. I mean, Ace, everybody over there, man. Shout out to them. And, yeah, so that's my perspective. We came down, did the podcast, had a classic episode. There's some unreleased footage of him. I'm not even going to tell you what he did. One day you'll see it. It's being edited. That's all I'm going to say. We just stood back and watched him. That's all I'm going
to say. Yo, I'm going to keep it
and real. Yeah, from my perspective, amazing stuff. Go ahead, big bro.
But yeah, just to piggyback off what you said, man, big shouts out to Big Swole. And it's just amazing how the universe works. And, you know, when you have intuition to do certain things, you should just do it because you never know where it'll end up. Like, I hit Big Swole just because I was, like I said, a fan of AEW and watching what she was doing. And I just reached out to her like, yo, keep doing what you're doing. I think you're dope. Like, I had no expectations of anything coming out of me reaching out to her. It was literally just I was a fan of what she was doing and wanted to show her some love and support. And it was just funny how that ended up snowballing into TZ and Big Swole knowing each other. And like he said, when we got to Florida to do the podcast for the first time, it was crazy because it was like it felt like I had known him and Swerve like my whole life. Like we grew up on the block together. So it was just a natural chemistry from the first time we was on the phone talking. And I think maybe even the first time we talked on the phone, it was such a chemistry where it was like, yo, we might do a project. We like come do the podcast. It was like we immediately just wanted to help each other in any way that we could in each other's journey. And it just was genuine from day one, and it's been that way ever since. Them my brothers, man, Swerve and TZ, man.
Man, much respect to that. This is crazy. I got to ask you guys about the pandemic and how you've been holding up. I mean, music is something really different, but I even think music has been affected by a lot of the stuff that's been going on with this. Maybe it'll stifle creativity, something. So I just got to ask you guys, how have you been doing with everything that's been going on for the past year and a half?
Yeah, me personally, man, I look to music for when I'm happy. I look to music when I'm sad. I look to music, and when I go through any, you know, any emotion that I go through, I turn to music. So when the pandemic first happened, the first thing I thought was people are going to need something to give them an outlet, to have something else to think about. Because remember, when it first started, that's all that was on TV, as it should have been. But it was like everywhere you turn, social media, TV, every conversation you got into, it was about the pandemic and about COVID. So the thing was, for me as an artist, it's like, you know, your artistry is supposed to be used to give people an outlet, give people an escape. You know, I think that's what entertainment is for, just to give. Life is hard enough as it is. So going through something like that, the first thing I thought to myself is I want to create. I want to give people an outlet. I want to take people's minds off of what's going on. So I actually released the album SOS Part One, like when the pandemic first started. And I remember my team at the time was saying, you know, do you think we should do this? Or, you know, is people even listening to music? I'm like, well, I don't even care what this album does. I just want to give people some form of release. So it's like I gave it to them, and that's where my heart was at the time. So I just think that with the artistry, man, it's about, you know, giving people that outlook of just getting away from what's going on, giving yourself a break from what's going on, and even at times speaking about what's going on, or giving these things that we go through a voice. And that's what I did with you know, my artistry in the pandemic. I spoke about it, and I also made stuff that took people's mind off of it, and it also helped me out. It was therapeutic for me.
Respect. Absolutely, man. You know, it's funny because I think what this did, I think the pandemic really, it really, if you're more of an introverted, quiet, more to yourself person with a driven work ethic like we have, I think we all shined during this time because we were already in the house anyway. We're homebodies. You know what I mean? We're already in the house or in the studio or always working. So when this time happens, like, oh, we got to be in the house anyway, or we can't be around this. Like, okay, cool. We're just going to get to work. So during this time, man, I went and we did the podcast during the pandemic. We was on the network during the pandemic. All those episodes you saw was during the pandemic. And, you know, it's funny because it's now like, you know, I've been creatively the sharpest that I've ever been musically with this time. You know, I was able to start working on my solo project, Erica's Son 2. We released Erica's Son 1. I was able to get with Swerve, and we was able to hunker down and work with him on the Swerve City group. And me and John were able to work on this this wrestling theme album, this war album that we have, that we just completed. So it's been a lot. What's up, Laurent? Salute, bro. It's been a lot. You know, a lot. It could be a lot for some people, but you know, as long as you stay healthy, stay diligent, stay working on. Unfortunately, I caught it for a period of time. For like 4 days I had COVID. And, you know, I really quick, and this dude, that's a feeling. People, take care of yourself out there, man. Even the most fit, in shape people out there getting it. So take care of yourself. You know, stay busy, stay working, pray up, stay healthy. And me and John Trade have given each other things that we take, natural things and holistic things for our system and our bodies to keep our immune system strong. So, you know, definitely continue that as well, people.
Yeah, hey, yo, TZ, I want to thank you while we're getting recorded for putting me up on Black Seed Oil. Like, that, like, I have to have Black Seed Oil today. Like, anytime if I run out, I'm immediately ordering some more. That's like a part of my daily regimen now. So I'm Black Seed Oil, sea moss, like, you know what I'm saying? Just all type of healthy herbs and all that. And just to, you know, piggyback off what TZ said, man, just take care of yourself. Whether you're pro-vaccine, anti-vaccine, it don't matter. Just take care of yourself. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you, you know what I'm saying, get some type of exercise in. Move your body around. You know what I'm saying? Do something. Eat right. Hey, just take care of yourself. Mask up. Make sure you keep washing your hands. And you know what I'm saying? Make sure you social distance, because it's still people out here getting COVID. It's not, you know, I think that, you know, the world, like all at large, or at least the United States, we started feeling like it was over. You know what I'm saying? You know, I think that it's cool that, you know, certain live events have started again, but we can't just treat this thing as if it was some phantom that just escaped in the night. It's still lurking around. It's still there. It's still here. So it's like, don't be fearful, but just be cautious and be smart.
I can definitely agree with what you gentlemen are saying. We got people in the chat showing you guys some love. Rob, one of my co-hosts, said Erica's son was pure fire. So he's showing you some love, TZ, on that album. And SOS, by the way. And LaRon, what's up, man? I'm glad you could join us. SOS, bro, I got to tell you, that morning motivation, bro, that joint is that joint always rocks, man. I love it every single time. So I appreciate it. And Derek, I'll give you a shout out too. I see you in there. Derek's a big music fan. I got a funny story once we get to Second Nature. Actually, we can talk about that now. Second Nature. My man Derek does not like anything Charlotte usually. He's not a fan. And yesterday I was like, yo, I want to play a song for you. Just tell me if you like this joint real quick. And I played it. And as soon as it hit the beat dropped and he loved it. He's like, oh, that joint's pretty dope. I'm like, you know who the song's about? Nah, who? I'm like, Charlotte. Good try, buddy. So don't ever say that stuff again. And you guys crushed it on that one. How did that project come together? Because in my mind, bro, I have a theory on how it came together, but I want to see if the story matches what I think. Because you know how fans project images sometimes, like, oh, this is probably how it happened. Boom, 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 boom. So how did you guys link up and you were like, yo, let's do a song about this with pro wrestling?
What's your theory first? Tell us your theory and you'll see.
You want to hear the theory?
You're on the same page. So what's the theory?
Okay, so I thought that once you recorded the podcast with Charlotte, he heard it, and then you guys were like, yo, she's one of the best, and we're the best. And you guys just got in the studio, and it had to happen that way. I think it came from when you guys interviewed her for the podcast. That's my thought.
What'd you say, John? You want to hold this down, or you want me to hold it? What'd you think?
Well, because TZ, you played it for on the podcast, right? So we had it done, or did
we? We had it done.
And so the way it came about, I remember, man, I have to really think. Like,
I know.
Because we had the joint, and it could have just been TZ might have just said, let's make this one about Charlotte. I can't remember.
Yeah. I knew. Remember, we spoke on the phone. We had a list of wrestlers that we wanted to do songs for. And I remember I told you Charlotte's coming on the show. You said, we got to do this. We did it on the show. And shout out to Rich Latta. He's been on the show before. Shout out to Rich Latta, man. He made the beat. And it's crazy because John sent it back. You know, we've been sending files back to each other. And when I heard his part, I was like, good God, this is a hit, man. This is a hit,
bro.
This is a hit record. This doesn't, you know, we don't make, you know, it doesn't sound like a wrestling record. And that's the great thing about this whole project is that it's not, it sounds like full great music. You know what I mean? And if you know how both of our backgrounds are, or both of us are fandom of wrestling, you know, everything with our body of work has always been very, very strategic in how we move. So when that happened and that we was on the network and Charlotte's reaction, she loved it. We did everything we could to get her in the video. We did everything we could, man. She wanted to.
Hey, TZ, that's a whole movie in itself. The whole situation of how the video came about, which was crazy. Shout out to my man Creator. My man Creator was originally supposed to shoot the video, but then he ended up getting sick. You know what I'm saying? And so it was crazy, but we had it set up. Charlotte was going to be in the video the whole nine yards, but then we ended up having to reschedule, and she was in Cali. Like, it just got crazy, but it's like we finally got it done. Excuse me for your mans that ended up doing the video, TZ.
Walker Visions. Jared Walker Visions. Yep.
Walker Visions, man. He came through and killed it. We ended up rescheduling it. The video ended up being super fun. Like, Charlotte supported it. Like, you know what I'm saying? She was a big fan of the record and the video, in which when you do records like that, that's giving a tribute to somebody, that's really you doing it for an audience of one. You hope that everybody like it, but when it's a song that's so specific, you hope that the person that it's created about, you know, likes it. And the fact that Charlotte dug it, like, for me, was like, really cool. It was like, okay, everybody else could hate this song, but as long as she liked it and the way that she reacted to it, it was like, well, that was what was most important to me, that when she heard that song, it made her feel good. It was something that she was proud of and could play for her friends and family and fans and all of that and stand by it, and she did. So that was super cool.
Yeah, Charlotte, holla at Vince, so that could be the theme. I'm telling you, that would be fire. But honestly, if you guys did do a music video, that would have been great, man. Could you imagine having Andrade and like Ric Flair in your music video? Because you know they all would have showed up to show out, man. That would have been,
it ain't done yet. You never know what can happen, brother. There's always many versions of many songs, bro. You never know. I'm telling you about this game. You never know. She might be in town one day, and we might have another thing we could do. It could be, you know, another extension of the video. You never know.
Yes, sir.
You never know. You never know.
I would have had the video playing for the intro. I had a fear because there were images of her in it that I'm like, oh no, they're not taking this down. I'm not getting a strike for that. But if you guys have it, I promise you, like, check out the video. It's shot really well. It's dope. The song hits. It's chef's kiss. Mwah, money. Like, you'll enjoy it. I promise. Let's get into some of the other projects that you guys have been working on, and then we'll even talk about some of the ones that you're doing now, but let's get into some of the past ones, excuse me. TZ, last time we spoke, man, you did like Sammy Guevara's theme. I don't even think it was released yet when we spoke, and now you're at 350K listens on, that's just YouTube. I couldn't find the facts on anything else because that's artist numbers, but that's a milestone, bro. And you've done the Humble Beginnings album since then with Swerve. Like, that joint was pure fire. Like, you're putting great music out everywhere, bro. So what's your recipe right now? Like, what have you been doing that you're just like, it's like hit after hit? Like, you're batting 1,000. You can't miss right now.
Man, it's just putting in the work, man. It's putting in the work. Always remaining a student. Having a great mentor like John as well for his advice has always been great. I can't tell you how many times I've called his phone wanting to throw something off a roof and he's talking me off a ledge. You know, it comes with game, man. But, you know, I've happy, man. I'm in a place overall, but I'm in a great place. I can say spiritually, I'm in the best place I've ever been in. 33 years old, in a good space of my life. I've been through a lot, man. And just to see how I've been able to channel all this into music, seeing how Swerve has grown into his artistry from when he first stepped into a studio to see where he's at now as his own artist, and his own development during this time has been great. Being able to do group albums with him, being able to work with John on the wrestling projects, being able to work on the solo projects. I've been in the zone, man. I'm normally working on my writing process right now, man. It's like every 2 weeks, I have at least maybe about 3, 4, 5 songs done, and I'm just always writing something. Putting something together, putting in the work, man, and it's been a great feeling, man. I can't tell you how great it's been to just be creatively in this zone, man. I've been trying new things, doing different things. I'm more confident in my sound than I've ever been, you know. And that's thank you to the likes of hanging around somebody like Swerve, who's a TV star, who's not afraid to try things, you know. Somebody like John, who has, you know, been all over the world and one of the most successful, you know, artists that's out here doing this and having his own team and him, his foundation motivating me. It means so much. Having guys like you supported me this whole time. You know, we DM outside of this, man. We have a good friendship. And just the fact of you supporting me from the very beginning, you know, it takes a village. It takes all of us to stay working. You guys keep me motivated. So,
yeah, man, it gets tough sometimes whether it's music, podcast, whatever you're trying to do.
It's great, man. We're about me and John are ready to, you know, put out this project. We have I have an announcement that me and John spoke about too about our next joint we're putting out. We're gonna get to that announcement as well. We actually press go on this next announcement we're gonna put out for the collab album, for the War album. But yeah, that's it on my end, man. That's it for me.
I like it, man. John, since coming up, and I know that some people are going to wonder about your past, but we're not going to talk about any of that today. What have you been doing differently since you've been coming up in this game, man? Like, you put out SOS, you put out the People's Rapper LP. You've been putting out hit after hit after hit as well. I went and did research on stuff that I didn't know about, and I'm like, man, he's really, really talented, bro. And I think if you've never listened to this dude, like, yo, mind blown. If you like the old school hip hop, he's got something for you. If you like the new school hip hop, he's got something for you. And there's a lot of people who are young MCs in there. I actually just reviewed somebody's song who's in the chat that they just sent me probably a couple hours ago. And I was giving them some advice on things because I used to rap too many, many moons ago. But you've got something for everybody. So what is your formula? Like, what keeps you going doing this, John?
Well, man, what keeps me going is I love music. My father's a musician. I grew up around music. And just being from Flint, Michigan, being from a place that we didn't have a lot of opportunity coming from, you know, my city. We didn't have, you know, the Sony building, Def Jam building, Interscope building. You know what I'm saying? We didn't grow up where music was a viable option to be successful. You know, we are blue collar, you know, automotive city. So it's like if you had dreams to make music, you didn't really know where to turn. So for me, it was about accomplishing what I wanted to accomplish as an individual, but always keeping in mind I wanted to come and give back to my city. I wanted to be an example. I wanted to, how Berry Gordy had the Hitsville spot in Detroit. You know, I always wanted to have something like that in Flint. And now what I'm doing and what keeps me motivated is like being able to watch the artists that I'm signing on my company, All Varsity Music Group, watching them grow. I have, you know, a bunch of artists that I'm gonna start putting out that I'm teaching them the game and teaching them the music industry and just how to craft songs and how to develop themselves as an artist. And that's what's keeping me motivated and that's what's keeping me inspired. I just finished my project SOS Part 2. That's gonna be coming out. Just finished up a tape I did called The End Tape, where it's over all Nas beats, where I pay tribute to Nas. Yes, that's out now. Then we got me and Teezy's project War. We got my artist Ace Cabana, his project Moonwater is on the way. Then, man, it's like so many. If I started running down all the projects right now that we got coming out, we'd be here another 45 minutes. But what keeps me motivated and inspired is just, you know, remembering where I came from, surrounding myself around good people. Like I said, by me and T, you know, say, and we linked how we did just because he got a good heart. You know, say he's a good person. For me, you could be the most talented artist in the world, but if you're not a good person, I'm not gonna vibe with you. So what made it dope with me and T was that he's a super talented artist and he's a dope person. So that keeps me motivated. That keeps me inspired. Just being around good people, being around artists that care about music like I do, and being able to help people through the art, man. Like, that's it.
I like that. I like that. And my man Rob's in the chat saying Blue Album is required listening.
I appreciate that. That's, man, out of all the mixtapes I ever did, my personal opinion was I felt like that one lyrically, I was going crazy. And I feel like it's the most underrated. It's always like that, right? The one that you personally think is your favorite or you did your best work, people like, ah, it was cool. Then it's another one that you feel like, ah, it was all right. And other people was like, it's crazy. So peace to my man who said Blue Album is required listening. I really appreciate that. That's actually my favorite Best in the World tape.
Honestly, I think Rob was the one who put me down on you, because it's hard sometimes to get me to listen to some new people. And once I do, and if I like you, then I keep coming back. I'm a recurring customer. Then I'm like, okay, this is who I can mess with for listening for stuff. LaRon says he can't wait for War. He is hyped. And I just found out one of my listeners is from Flint, Michigan. I did not know that, Tokyo, about Flint, you. So now I know.
I was in the building. What up?
Small world, small world. I like it, though. I like it. Gentlemen, we talk a lot about hip hop music, but do you have any advice for young artists? And I think I asked you this the last time we spoke on a podcast, but maybe if you have something different this time to focus on for them.
Yeah.
I said there's a bunch of younger artists in here. What should they be focusing on today?
Opinion, man. From my perspective, man, I would say, man, just focus on the art, man. Focus on the art. Focus on your craft. You know, the money, the streams, this and that. You can drive yourself crazy worrying about everything. You know what I mean? Like, one thing I learned from being around John and seeing his team, which helped me get more organized in how I move and how he conducts his label and his team with AVM, is just learning, man, just to have fun and to have good vibes around you if you're an artist, man. Get in the studio and work with the right people, man. I can't tell you, like, the one where everybody's like, man, how do you and Swerve, like, you guys have been with each other 5 years, like, you guys are still together, like, because I like the guy. You know what I mean? It's, you know, it's like, because I genuinely like him as a person. You know, get around people that you generally like. Work on, you know, work on your craft. Write music. Work on your craft. You know, have people around you that you, that wants the best interest in you. And you know, because you believe it or not, if it doesn't start there at the homegrown foundation, it'll be very, very hard once things starts building and you learn about the business and everything like that. Man, I'm going to tell you one thing, man. A lot of the worst things that could happen to a lot of artists is when they learn the actual business and them trying to keep that same inspiration once they learn what the business is and how this business works in music, entertainment business all in general, not just music. And for it to not let your fire fall, like not let the fire just burn out, because it can happen so much. But one key point that I didn't say last time I want to say is, please have a council with other artists, man. Talk to other people. I call John and I vent to him sometimes. He calls me, he speaks to me sometimes. We call each other, we talk to each other. There's so much that is already on our plate as being musicians. Please pick up the phone and don't be afraid to call somebody. Get things off your chest, because a lot of times we have so much on our shoulders. We're running, especially as an independent artist, you're running the label, you're running this, you're running that, you're here, you're there, you're traveling, you're trying to get on shows, trying to get booked. Then if you have a team, you're responsible for the team. You have family, you have kids. If you have kids, you have a wife. You know what I'm saying? There's so much happening. You got to take care of your own health. You got to take a break sometimes. You want to play video games or whatever. I don't know, but watch wrestling on TV, you know, be a fan of for once, and, you know, learn, you know, to sit back and take that time. So two important things I'll say to wrap it up, man. Please have a foundation, have someone you can call to talk to and just really, really keep your mental health together. Do not be afraid to pick up the phone and call another man. Bladder, if they're your friends, please pick up the phone and call them and keep your mind at bay. And also too, just focus on the art, man, because you know, a lot of people lose inspiration once they find out how the business part works, and you start hearing it in their material and how they act around people. Don't let that happen to you. So that's my opinion.
It's on you, John. I want to get your perspective on that too.
Yeah, I would just say, you know, TZ said it, man. Focus on the music. You know, everything that you want to come out of the music business, whether it's women, whether it's money, whether it's financial stability, all of that comes as a result of you focusing on the music. I will give a quote that Dr. Dre gave to me. He said, if you are good to her, she'll be good to you. Her being music. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you focus on the music and dedicate yourself to the craft, then the money is going to come. Whatever your desires are from music, if you just treat music right, and by treating music right, that means, you know, don't just go half-assed, like, you know what I'm saying, go all in, like, you know, stay in that studio, exert yourself with every idea you could possibly come up with, you know what I'm saying, do right by people in the business aspect of it, treat music right, and it'll treat you right. And now I would also just say to young artists, throw your clock away. Stop looking at your clock and stop looking at other people's success and basing your success off of someone else or what happened for somebody else. It's like your journey is unique to you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Their journey is their journey. You know, stop, you know, in horse races, the horses have the blinders so they can't look to the left and the right, because if they did, they would trip over their own feet. So that's sometimes what I see happen with artists. They start looking to the left and to the right and who's doing what and who's becoming successful. And they started basing their journey off of other people's success. And then they trip over their own feet. They get discouraged. They get depressed. They want to quit. They start listening to negative opinions. You got to block all of those things out. You got to have those blinders on both sides of your eyes and stay focused on what you want out of this. And throw your clock away. You know what I'm saying? There's no time limit at this. Your love and passion for music has to be, you know, it has to be infinity, you know what I mean? So just focus on the music, stay focused on your journey, stop comparing yourself to everybody else, and let your blessings be unique to your journey.
I can respect it. And Lewis, I appreciate you, Popo, for the comment, man. He said he feels like he's in church and the pastor talking to him. So yeah, that is definitely good. And shout out to Anna, who came in here. I appreciate it. She's showing you guys some love. Let me see. Rob just said dropping gems, not just for up and coming artists, but for life in general. Like, listen, I know I don't know as much as these two. I promise you that. But I'm friends with Doc G and PM Don, and he's an older cat and he still raps. He still produces music. You can do it at your age. It's not about an age. Don't limit yourself to anything. If you want to do it, do it, no matter what it is. I can appreciate that. And I got one more question before we start getting into
it. I know, Conrad. The way that studio looking.
This studio is studio.
All right, can I make one statement, man? Is that your real studio back there behind you?
No, I wish. This is a green screen, bro.
Oh, that's a green screen?
Oh, I was about to say, man.
See, now I'm giving away the tricks now.
You did. You didn't even told us, bro.
Like, no.
That was the laugh. I'm about to say, man. Make a beat.
No, I never made the beats. That was Derek. Me and Derek used to rap together, so that was his job. I never did that. I was just a lyricist. But I wanted to ask you guys a question that's going to kind of tie into the wrestling, and we could transition into a little bit of that, so that way we're not talking all business for you guys. As far as pro wrestling is today, the landscape is starting to change a little bit with the introduction of AEW All Elite Wrestling. And I want to know if you guys feel the same way about this. And this is probably going to be a long explanation to get into it. But what I mean by that is AEW was built off the back of people who are independent contractors. And I know in pro wrestling, it's often said that you are an independent contractor. But when you see how some people are treated, it doesn't feel that way. No, you can't have that deal. No, you can't go and do that. And AEW seems to be quite the opposite of WWE, where everything isn't all, you can't do this, you got to get permission to do this. No, go ahead, do what you got to do. You're the independent artist, do what you got to do and have fun. As long as it doesn't make us look bad, we're good with it. Do you feel that hip-hop has gone the same route with someone like Soulja Boy seemed to be the innovator of all of this? He stayed to himself. He kind of didn't go onto the big labels right away. And now we're starting to see more and more independent artists and more people are becoming fans of independent rap music. And it wasn't like that on my way up. It was all about the big label. Who could you get signed to? Let the machine produce you. Now it's about the independent artist and you kind of get to make your own rules and do what you want. Do you guys feel the same way in the music world when it comes to it?
Man, go ahead, John. I've done the indie thing and I've done the major label thing, and I'm an indie guy because I'd love to work hard. But I think that far as being an artist today, it's just about, do you want to be financially stable or do you want to be popular and famous? Now, you know, if you want to be popular, which doesn't pay your bills, which popular and famous don't help you take care of your kids. Popular, I seen Ernie Hudson, who played Winston in Ghostbusters. He said when he went to Hollywood, he realized there was a such thing as being famous and broke. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, you could be on a major label and be the most popular person in the world and still not be able to take care of yourself or pay your rent. So I'm an indie guy. I love the independence because it's basically the work that you're going to get out of it, what you put into it. If you work hard, if you grind hard, you come up with your creative ideas as far as marketing, promoting yourself. And if you're not lazy, then I would say independent is the way to go, because you're going to see, you know, you're going to financially see the results and the benefits of all of the hard work that you put in, as where on a major label is pretty much, you know, you're the last person to get paid at a major label. You're the last person to get taken care of. You're the artist and you doing these shows and you working hard and you coming with these creative ideas. And there's a whole building full of people that's taking your money before you get it. Independent, everything that you do, you're going to see 100% of the results from it. And you're going to be happy that you did it. So I'm an indie guy. I'm a fan of staying independent. You know what I'm saying? Working your ass off and getting out of something what you put into it.
Amen.
PZ, what do you think from your perspective?
Oh, man. I remember there was a time when I was very, very younger and I was on a development deal with Def Jam for a period of time. and Rough Riders with Def Jam with the Rough Rod Def Jam Rough Riders. I was on a development deal, so a lot of times I'd have stuck around and I was just watching. This is like 06, 07. I was just graduating high school. I was like 19, 20 years old during this time, and just seeing the experience of what that was and how the majors was moving at that time. And seeing the transition, this is around the transition when people were just starting to hear about flash drives and the CDs was just going to start kind of leaving and everything like that. And just seeing the transition of the industry to seeing where I'm at now moving independently, I thoroughly, from what I've seen and slightly experienced to now, it is, I swear to God, man, I would never want to do anything besides independent again because of that freedom, you know? That internal freedom, that creative freedom that you have. You want to be in the studio all day and making all these classic songs, and you just feel like this stuff is never coming out. You're like, okay, what's the plan with this? You know, and it could be some of your creative, most best creative work. And the thing people don't realize about creation, about art, is like if you look at the Mona Lisa painting, that Mona Lisa painting might can only been done that one day that it was done, because that person was inspired to do that painting that day. And you might come back to it 3 days later and it might be something totally different. Everything about music is about feeling. And a lot of times independent artists, especially us, we like to go with our piece of art we're feeling. It's the same reason why I tell Swerve in the studio, it's like, nah, man, he's like, what about this? I said, do it, bro. I've never told Swerve one time out of all these hundreds of songs we've done, don't do it. You know what I mean? Like, just do what you feel. And it all comes back, and that's what I feel like, you know, how the game has changed. That's why I like being in the factivity and not holding back any of your creative thoughts and your creative feelings. Just put it out there. Let the people have it. Because at the end of the day, as long as the people are gravitating to that feeling that you're giving them, man, that's all that matters, man. So I'm definitely with John on that, man. That creative freedom, that independent vibe, man. That's the lifestyle for me as well. Be popular, have that type of lifestyle. That's not necessarily me. I like the more independent, having my own type of vibe. So that's me as well.
And you, last thing I say on it too, TZ, just that word you just said, man, freedom. Keep your freedom. Like, I'm sorry. I'm just keeping it real. I feel like each one teach one. I'm just keeping it all the way real. Absolutely. You go through the major things. Get you a good lawyer, because you're going to end up signing a contract with a bunch of language in it that you don't understand, and you're going to give up your freedom and end up a very unhappy person. Right now, if you independent, you make a song right now, sitting in front of your keyboard or your computer at the crib, you put it out tomorrow, it could blow up, and nobody could stand in judgment of that. Nobody could hold you back, tell you what you can and can't do. On majors, you have so many people to answer to. You have so, you're not just representing you anymore. You're representing this company. You're representing this brand. You're representing so many other things. So it's like there's nothing like being free and being able to call your own shots. But to each his own, you know what I'm saying? But for me, like, I just had to double down on that. Like, I'm a fan of people staying independent and expressing themselves artistically, freely, and without any type of obstacles standing in the way of them being free.
I like that. That's a really good perspective that you two had brought to the game here. Now, John, I gotta say, when I heard you on, I knew TZ was a wrestling fan from beforehand, from even how we linked up and how we met. But for you, John, when I heard "I'm Back," that's when I knew that you were a big time wrestling fan, because I had to rewind it when I first heard it. I'm like, did he say delete like Matt Hardy, or am I just here? Is my wrestling fandom just taking over my brain and I need to chill out right now? How long have you been into pro wrestling? Was it always? Did you get into it when you were a teenager? Like, what inspired you to like pro wrestling and include it into some of your reps?
Bro, I have been a fan of pro wrestling before I could even formulate memories or thoughts. My mama told me that my father, when I was a baby, would sit me on his lap and we would watch wrestling together. So I literally have been watching pro wrestling, bro, before. It's been a part of my life since before I could even... Since the first time I could remember having a memory, there's some pro wrestling memory associated with that memory. You know, so it wasn't even a matter of choosing whether I liked it or not. I just, it was always a part of my life. That was me and my father's thing. Like him taking me to wrestling events growing up, me and him wrestling in the bed and me acting like Kurt Hennig, Mr. Perfect, and him being Texas Tornado. Like, you know what I'm saying? That was always a part of my life. And the funny part about that is, man, being an entertainer and being a rapper is like, I don't necessarily get starstruck by other artists, right? Because it's like, we all do the same thing. But let me meet a pro wrestler, dog. I remember, I can't remember what it was, bro. But like, one of the suits at WWE, they had like took me backstage and everything. Bruh, I was like a 8-year-old kid back there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had never been so nervous in my life because these were the people that influenced my life. The reason why I gravitated, the older I got, why I kept gravitating to pro wrestling is because everybody sees things from different perspectives. The reason why I love it is because, one, I'm an entertainer, right? These people are doing public speaking every night. As a rapper, you have to do public speaking, okay? As a rapper, you have to have a persona and an aura. That pro wrestling is, you know, that's, you know, persona central. You have to believe in your character. You have to believe in your craft and believe in who you are. As a writer and an artist, that's what you have to be. Like me doing a radio interview and saying, yo, check out my album, go pick it up, is no different than them saying, this weekend at SummerSlam, da da da. It's the same. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's all in how you watch it and what you take out of it. I love the music aspect. I love the theatrics of pro wrestling. I love the humor of pro wrestling. Like, Jim Johnston, to me, is a musical genius. Like, you know what I'm saying? Jim Johnston, who did the majority of WWE's music throughout all those years, is the soundtrack to my life. Like, as a producer, it's chord progressions and it's certain things that I do musically that are legitimately based off of me listening to Jim Johnston's music. When I work out on the treadmill, I have a whole Jim Johnston playlist with certain wrestlers, like theme songs on it. So it's like, I love everything about pro wrestling, from the larger than life characters to the music to the theatrics to the stage setups. I remember I would watch the pay-per-views and I'd get excited to see what the stage would look like in the entrance way. I would get excited about storylines and the psychology of the actual in-ring work. The fact that, you know, pro wrestling is, okay, the winner is predetermined, but the fact that they can take you on this emotional ride and make you forget that these two people in the ring know who's going to win, but we all sitting there like, oh my God, what's about to happen? There's an art to that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's an art to getting people to believe. And I love pro wrestling, man. Like I said, like music, film, pro wrestling, my entire life have been the three things that I was always most passionate about.
Okay, I can respect that. I can respect that. And TZ's always been a fan of the excellence of execution. But TZ, what do you think of the modern pro wrestling right now? What's going on? What's happening in the world of wrestling? Have you been feeling it? Have you had time to watch it?
I've been off and on, but I've been watching it more since, you know, obviously our bro is on there each and every week now, the current North American champion, Isaiah Swerve Scott with Hit Row. Yeah. Shout out to them. All love to my brother and his team there. Yeah, man, I think everything is everything, man. You know, wrestling goes through its periods. It's like anything else, man. We watch each and every day. You have some things you like, some things you don't, some people you favor. Like, I am the biggest fan of Roman Reigns right now. This whole head of the table thing is fascinating. I love every second of what he's doing. I love every second of what he's doing. I love what Baron Corbin is doing right now. That's acting. That's going into a character for me. That's what Baron Corbin is doing right now is amazing to me. I love what he's doing. I love what who else? Who else right now? I love what's his name? Shinsuke. I love Shinsuke. Shinsuke can take anything and just make it his own. I love Shinsuke. You know what I mean? I love what these guys are doing. I love a Dolph Ziggler that can be given anything and make it work. You know what I mean? Like utility men, guys that can get on third base, get on second base, hit a home run, or get on first base to set up the next play for the next guy. I really, really do enjoy it. I enjoy what AEW is doing as well. I enjoy what they're doing. I enjoy that they're doing things a different way. You know what I mean? They're doing things a different way. There's another option. You know, sometimes you need more than one option than what you see all the time. And I'm very, very glad that they're out there. They're doing that. And so I want to give actually a big shout out too. If you guys did not know that my bro, John Connor, made his first wrestling theme song.
Bro, I was actually just going to mention that.
For Scorpio Sky, Ethan Page. That's awesome.
Wait, which song? Is it a new one that's not out yet?
Oh, no. Out. Can you hear me? Because the phone was kind of going in and out. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, you're good.
Teezy, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you perfect, John.
Okay, cool. Yep. Yes, no. Thank you for that alley-oop, bro, because I just thought in my head, like, damn, I forgot to mention. How did I forget to mention as I was talking about my love for pro wrestling? Like, yeah, man. I did Scorpio Sky and Ethan Page's joint, so on AEW, and that was amazing. The Men of the Year joint, shouts to Mike at AEW. Like, man, like, hearing that record when they came out on the pay-per-view was so crazy. That was like a childhood dream come true for me. So, yeah, that's me on Scorpio Sky and Ethan Page's Men of the Year, they theme song at AEW. So, big ups to AEW, big ups to Mike, and thank you, TZ, for that, man, for real.
Yo, I'm not even about the front. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't even know you did that. I listen to that all the time.
Yeah, that's
our shit. Exactly. That's so funny now that I know that. Oh, man, that is great. Listen, TZ, you know what I got to have happen, bro? I got to take the floor for a second for a little bit. This ain't even a question.
What's that, brother?
Can we please have you and Swerve get like a concert, a takeover special? Can you guys do the intro? Can you do a song for him on his way out? I have to see this happen, at least at Takeover, if not WrestleMania or something. I think they really are missing the boat with that. Triple H, if somebody cuts this, samples it, you want to send it to him, please. I'm asking respectfully. Like, let these guys go out there and do the work. People will enjoy it. I think the fans will go crazy. Especially if you have the right audience for it, it'll be perfect, man.
Well, you know, I always try to think bigger on everything, man. And as you know, one thing you know about creators, man, we're going to shoot for the moon each and every time. It's going to be, you know, we're not going to, you know, take it anywhere else. You know, you think about the song, you know, I never thought I'd make something for Sammy Guevara or Big Swole and, you know, have that. Then when seeing John get his moment with Scorpio Sky and Ethan Page, like that, these are things you only dream of. And, you know, those are feelings that, you know, you can't really explain. But to go directly to your statement, I mean, I say we do it even bigger. I say what they should do, and this is my opinion, they should give us a stage, John Connor, Ace, his whole team.
Let's go.
Myself, Swerve, Hit Row, throw a whole big extravaganza. Let us all go out there and do our thing. Exclude nobody. Everybody get their time on the microphone. And then at the end, we make this one big song with everybody on, like some damn Wu-Tang or Native Tongues stuff. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. We get everybody on there. Everybody on there. And take it over. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, an entrance is cool. That's cool. But give us a stage. You know, you got the pre-show. You got the budget. Get the pre-show. Let us do our thing. Let us do a whole set. You know what I mean? John, myself, Hit Row.
I'm in.
You know what I mean? Let us do a set.
I would like that, actually. That would be nice for NXT to have kind of their own brand, and then they could set up their own events. Instead of having it be like WrestleMania to where it's all fan interactive, hey, we got a concert going on for you over here. You could have people signing autographs at sections over here. That would be fire, actually. We might have to keep that idea for ourselves. Cut that out, everybody. Don't clip that part. But
and then, you know, because then you know, we already have connections with the people and some of the people that me and John have made songs for. So if we're up there performing some of the songs, you know what I mean? Some of the songs, some of the wrestlers, you know, they already have the wrestlers come out and do other stuff. Have them come out while we're promoting their songs. They can come out there and vibe with us. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have a song for now known as Frankie Monet, but Taya Valkyrie and John Morrison, they already showed love to the record that we made for them on the album. We have a song we made for them on the album. So they can come out and show love. You know what I mean? Come out and show love. You know what I mean? We have something special coming too which I want to say right now. I just got off the phone with my brother last week, and, you know, both of us are the biggest Bray Wyatt fans. Me and this guy, all me and John talk about is Bray Wyatt. You know what I mean? Just from his creative, his mind is just somewhere else, bro. So with the news of him, you know, his unfortunate future endeavors and him, his release, whether he asked for, I don't know, his personal business, whatever. It's just bad that he's not here right now. So with that, we're deciding that we are prepping up this release. Within a week, it will be out. That we have our Fiend song. We have our song that's for Bray Wyatt that is coming out as of next week with me and my brother here. We are going to release that. That was on the album, but we're giving it to the people. Everybody loves Bray Wyatt in the wrestling industry. From what I know, people love him. There was a hush over Jerusalem, quietness, and the industry was shaken down when we heard of that news. So Big Bro was like, hey, bro, we might as well just put it out for the people. And I'm like, you know what, bro? Let's do it. So by next week, we're going to have an official date, time. You guys are going to get that official record, that Fiend record with Bray Wyatt, with Big Bro, John Connor, and myself, man. That was a banger, too.
Yeah, man. Yes, indeed, man. Just showing love and paying homage to all the years that Bray Wyatt put into that character, the evolution of that character. You know, me and TZ just went in and did our thing just to kind of pay homage and salute to Bray Wyatt, man, because he deserved it. Like, of this new era and new crop of wrestler, he's definitely one of the special ones. You know what I'm saying? So it's like we just wanted to show our love to Bray Wyatt. So, yeah, that joint is coming, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I guess we'll say, the Fiend fans. And if you guys have that, let me know, man. I'll make sure that a lot of them get to see that. People will definitely dig that project. Yeah, it's crazy how they released some of the people that they have recently. Like, there was money to be made, and I feel like that may spell doom later on for them if they didn't want competition as big as they wanted it. I think that they've made some bad errors. Even LaRon in the chat just said, we will miss Bray Wyatt in the WWE. I think a lot of people felt that immediately as soon as it happened. Speaking of current events in pro wrestling, I saw somebody talking about Best in the World. You know, I have to bring it up. Supposedly, the rumor is on Friday, someone who hasn't been wrestling for 7 years, one of my all-time favorites, could possibly make a return. I told myself I would not get hyped for it until I've seen the person on stage. They've kind of got me hyped. They sucked me back in, even though I told myself no and I knew better. What do you guys think? CM Punk making the return.
Something. I got Best in the World in my skin right here, dog. Best in the World was the name of my mixtape series, man. I am a CM Punk guy. You know, when he kind of quietly rode off into the sunset in 2014, man, it was a sad day. You know, I was a CM Punk guy. I hope that the rumors are true. I would say I think that this is a great time to be a wrestling fan. Because as somebody who's been watching it his whole life, it takes me back to the Monday Night War era, where every week you would tune in to Raw or Nitro to see who was going where. And I think that, you know, just the competition of the two companies aside, I think that once again, us as fans are the ones that are benefiting the most out of all of this, being able to, you know, being able to watch, you know, saying who's going to go where, who's going to do what, like, how is this going to play out? I think it's an amazing time to be a wrestling fan. Like I said, it makes me feel like it's 1996, 1997 again, where there's this excitement and this buzz over who's going to jump ship. And, you know, it's like watching these two big companies play chess with each other and seeing what's going to happen next. And I think right now is amazing. So I hope that CM Punk does show up in AEW. But I tell you what, I would be disappointed if he didn't. But the fact that that's even an option, or that that's a rumor that could even be, like, just makes me happy again. Because for a while there, and I don't know if y'all felt the same way, it was a time where it just seemed like pro wrestling was kind of stagnant. And I think that, you know what I'm saying, AEW added excitement back, like, to it. Like, I think that having more than one company is always a good thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love pizza or I love sushi. But if I eat sushi every single day, like, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to want something else. You know, I'm going to eventually be like, yo, Man, I didn't have sushi for like the millionth time. So it's like, I'm a WWE kid. I grew up on WWE. I love WWE. But I think that the rise of AEW is a good thing for pro wrestling overall, because I think for that time period where all there was WWE, people just wanted, it's like, we still love sushi, but can we get an option to watch something else as well? And so I just think there's a beautiful time to be a fan of pro wrestling, man. And I hope CM Punk does show up on Rampage or at the next pay-per-view or Dynamite or something, because I think that would just give a huge jolt to the business overall, man.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. And CM Punk was always somebody pushing a different perspective. He always felt like he never belonged in the mainstream, if that makes any sense. And the words he spewed, I could feel like he meant that when he said that stuff about people. And it was just like, that was crazy. TZ, your perspective, bro.
Well, first of all, I do thoroughly believe that two things can be true at one time. I do believe that when CM Punk left, he definitely was the best in the world. And I would have to say that right now, man, pen to paper, John Connor is the best in the world right now. So I have to say those two things right there. You know what I mean? And I think that, you know, I'm glad he took a break, because wrestlers sometimes have a hard time maintaining a mystique. They have a hard time maintaining a mystique in times today of social media, being seen, Twitter, everything like that. They have a hard time maintaining a mystique. Like Bray Wyatt did it best. We previously spoke about him. CM Punk has been able to say very little, but say enough to stay relevant, to do different things in wrestling, but to be missed in a way because of what he was and what he continued to do. This break probably was the best thing for him. Now he has another option. He can go somewhere where he can, you know, have probably more creative control in what he feels like is best for him. And if Bryan Danielson ends up going over there, it could just be a bigger, it could give that star power, because no matter how many guys you have from the bottom, you need people that are established as well that can help grow the company. And I think that if CM Punk does come back, I think that 21 through 40 demographic that they always talk about, that they always try to target in wrestling, that is one of the biggest targets to hit that age group. I think that age group is going to come right back, because it's going to bring that excitement back again. That 21 through 45 group that is always being targeted, I believe that will be back, because everybody remembers him, and it'll be good to see him back. A fresh CM Punk would be good. A fresh CM Punk would be good. And I'm also interested and where this whole angle of Aleister Black, Buddy Murphy, where this whole thing's going. It's very Malachi Black now, where it's going. That's very intriguing to me too.
Yeah, and I believe your homie shot that, didn't he? Was he the cameraman behind it? I know he's in the films as Dr. Williams.
Yeah, he shot it.
Yeah, so I thought that was his film work, judging just by how it looked every time. And I think he's been doing a lot of those, but amazing film work. And yeah, the curiosity is peaked with a lot of stuff that's going on with it. I see Sick in the chat trying to drag me down. I'm not going to cry, bro. I'm not. I hope not, at least. I shouldn't say nothing. But yeah, that's my guy, CM Punk. So I'll be happy for that. And we got a lot of coverage going on this week. I still got to do SummerSlam preview and predictions. We got Dynamite on Wednesday, and I think the SummerSlam predictions will probably be Thursday once I can record those and get those up. And I'm going to cover Rampage on Friday. So if you guys want to hear how I reacted to it or want to see it, join in on Friday. Make sure you subscribe to the channel and like the podcast, all that stuff, if you want more. But enough about my projects. You two have a lot of projects coming up. Who's releasing one first? Do you guys know out of you two?
Say that again. Who,
no, I said who's releasing their next project first?
John should be first. Go ahead, John.
My Nas inspired tape. Well, first we're coming out with an announcement video that's gonna, you know, just let everybody know what we got coming out for like the next 2 years. And the first thing that we drop it, probably if not the end of this month, early next month. I did a Nas inspired mixtape, Best in the World, the end tape, where I take a bunch of Nas joints and put my spin on it. And just to kind of salute to those that kind of influenced me with what I do. Then after that, my project SOS Part 2, which is an all original project featuring my whole AVM family. Then after that, I believe me and Teezy's War Wrestling EP is coming out. After that, my artist Ace Cabana is coming with his project Moonwater. Then after that, me and Ace have a group project together. And then legendary Southern Hip producer KLC, formerly of No Limit Records, Beats by the Pound, who produced Move for Ludacris. He produced Make 'Em Say He produced like all of the big No Limit joints. Me and KLC have a project together called 24 that's coming out after that. And also, I have a docuseries, 5-part docuseries called The Road to Legendary. And it shows my, you know, me battling in the hallways in high school up to me rapping for Dr. Dre for the first time. Then me leaving Aftermath and starting my own company and just kind of giving people the visual update of everything that went on through my career to get me to the point that I'm at now. So I'm excited about that. And just re-releasing my old projects on the streaming sites, all of my underground stuff. So we got a lot of music coming out at All Varsity Music Group, and TZ has a record coming out that he asked me to co-executive produce, and of course that's my brother, so I'm co-executive producing TZ's next project. So we got a lot of things going on, you know what I'm saying? So All Varsity Music Group is the name of the label, and looking forward to putting on a lot of young talented artists from Flint, Michigan. I'll shout them all out at the end, but TZ, go ahead.
Oh man, so wow. First thing, congratulations to you, brother, on everything you got coming, bro. You know, I always salute you, brother, and I love you, man. Keep putting pressure on their necks, man. This man's about to be the next Berry Gordy out here with great record contracts. you know, I will say this, man. I am currently in the studio. If you guys have not, go to all streaming platforms. Please get From Humble Beginnings and GPS, that is Swerve, and my group, those two albums are out right now. We put that out. We're actually, we just shot 3 more music videos for that album from last year. There's All Right Freestyle, that music video is coming out. We have The Greatest Ever Remix with myself, Mega Ran, Josiah Williams, and Swerve are all on the same record together. So check out that. That's gonna be fire. I just actually finished up the video yesterday for that, shooting my part. There's a lot of good content out there, man. I'm currently, working on me and John just finished our project, but I'm currently working on Erica's Son 2, which is executive produced by my brother John Connor and Juice from the Flatbush Zombies. They both are putting their ear to this album, and letting them both hear this and help me put this body of work together is an amazing feat, man. I've been in the studio very, very heavy, just recording ideas, trying different things and putting stuff together. This album is I want this to be my blueprint, my Illmatic, my, you know what I mean? My one. So, you know, and even I thank you guys for love who loved Erica's Son 1 and everything, but I really felt like there was something else I needed to say. And on this project, man, I'm putting a lot behind it. Me and Swerve just started on album number 3 for the group. The album's untitled right now, but we are working on album number 3. We're 3 songs in on the new group album. We're going to have some stuff we're going to send to the whole AVM family for everyone to get on from the group. AVM, yes, and myself is going to be working on, there's actually a song called Currency on Erica's Son 2 with John Connor, Ace Cabana, Mickey Fax, me, and Swerve, and we're all just barring, going back to back to back like the old posse cuts. And I'm telling you, man, that record is incredible. Shout out to Mickey Fax as well, man, for all the advice and love he's given to. That's it, man. Like, just continuing the work, man. We already talked about War 2. We already talked about the next wrestling project we're going to do together. We're already talking about that. And I'll be remiss once again if I don't give you guys 2 announcements. By next week, you guys will be hearing the Fiend record, the Bray Wyatt Fiend record, my big bro and myself. That record is crazy. And we have another visual dropping, Heart of a Warrior 2, Big Dog. That record is crazy. We got another music video coming out ASAP too, man. Man, that record, that's, I don't know what's my favorite record on our album together, but every time I hear my, that's my son's favorite record. The Roman Reigns record. That is my son. My son loves that record. So be on the lookout for that video too. Shout out to the whole NYE family who came to the video shoot, yes, co-signed us, came in the video. They gave us the official co-sign saying, look, you guys are official. Nobody else is doing it like you two guys. So shout out to them for coming out too, man. So there's a lot of visuals, a lot of content coming, and we're already speaking on war too. So we got a lot coming.
And I hope everybody in the chat got to see I did drop their Twitter handles in there. So if you guys want to give Monteezy a follow, he is on Twitter at Teezy Scott. Make sure you show some love. And I got John Connor at John Connor Music. Make sure that you guys are checking out everything that they're doing. Before we get ready to get out of here, though, I got to do some questions, name association before we get out of here. So we always go through this. I just kind of want your quick thoughts on the person, maybe the wrestler, the theme music, whatever it may be. Can I throw some at you guys? Okay. First, I have on my list Eminem.
Well, who goes first, though?
It don't matter. Whoever's got something to say. Oh. Eminem, thoughts
you
on him.
You start, John. You start, John. I'll finish him. You start him.
Okay, legend was the first word that came to my mind.
Okay.
Lyrical dictionary, bro.
I like it. Nas and Lauryn Hill's new song.
I haven't got a chance to really sit with it yet. I started listening to King Disease 2, but then I'm finishing my joint, so I didn't get a chance to like listen to the whole thing yet. So I still got to listen to it. So I can't say anything yet because I haven't listened to it yet.
TZ, have you gotten a chance to hear it yet?
Lauren's jumper is sharper than ever.
She came back. If you thought she was done, she still got it.
Her mid range was flourishing on that song. That's all I'm gonna say.
Okay.
Absolute legend.
I'm gonna split this one up a little bit because I heard Teezy's answers last time. John, Mount Rushmore of wrestling theme songs.
Ooh, you said of wrestling theme songs. Wow. Okay. And that mean I only get to pick four, right?
Yep.
Oh boy. Okay, I won't drag this out. That is so tough. Okay. Damn. NWO. Because I'm going for it soon, distinctive, and as soon as you hear them, you feel something. So, and these are the songs that to me defined eras. So I would have to say the NWO, Hulk Hogan's Real American, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and can The Rock and. Can The Rock and D-Generation X share like a slot?
I'll let it rock for you, only because it's you. Thank you. Man. Wait, which version of The Rock are we talking, though?
We talking Survivor Series 98, when they blew Mankind out of the title. We talking that 98-99 heel Rock, first championship run Rock.
Do you smell what The Rock is cooking?
That yes, was hard. That one. Yes. Hard. Yes, one. That one. But
yeah, I like it.
When he had the most runner up to that one, bro, is the 2003 Hollywood Rock. Like, to me, that's my all-time favorite version of his theme, though.
Yes, with the helicopter. Yeah, that was a dope one too. Teezy, special one for you.
Hey, John, I'm gonna let you read my notebook real quick, John. John, real quick, I'm gonna let you read. I'm gonna let you both of you guys see my notebook of my trash raps when I first started. I wrote a rap to that beat. It was so bad. But you guys, I wrote a rap to the Hollywood theme when I first started rapping. It was so bad. I thought it was, I sounded like Talib Kweli mixed with like DMX. I was so angry.
We all have those moments, bro. Don't hide them. You gotta embrace those moments, man. We all grow, man. Growth.
Told you, man. Anytime you first write it, man, I remember I thought I was cool talking about popping gum, going up to girls, spitting game to them. I'm like, what is this? Now when you go back and read it, you're like, no, this ain't it.
Oh man. What was the question? Conrad? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interject like that.
No. I did Mount Rushmore wrestling theme songs for him. I asked you that one last time on the podcast. So
Throw me a Mount Rushmore. What you think?
I'm gonna throw you a Mount Rushmore. Let's do top four NBA players of all time in your personal opinion. Mm. And that don't even got nothing to do with music. I gotta throw you a curveball.
Okay, top four basketball players of all time. This is like all time or my favorite?
All time. In your personal opinion.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Obviously Michael Jeffrey Jordan, you know, we all know about him. LeBron James, Magic Johnson, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Respect. I guess we got to ask favorite hardcore wrestler.
John. Mine is immediately going to be Mick Foley because I feel like he made art out of hardcore wrestling. Shawn Michaels and Mankind at In Your House Mind Games is a work of art that also was hardcore, but it was like, it wasn't so cringeworthy that I'm like, I don't know if I want to see this. Because when I was a kid, I'm going to keep it real. Like, ECW scared me when I was a kid. I used to, like, I was terrified of, like, the ECW commercial. You remember? Because you had to order them on pay-per-view. So, like, it would show you, like, what pay-per-views was coming out next month. And ECW, I would see blood and gore and barbed wire baseball bats and fans throwing chairs. It was like, yo, that's too much for me. As a kid, ECW was too much for me. But Mick Foley introduced hardcore wrestling to me in a way that I could stomach, in a way that was still art, that I look back on it. And it was like, it was the things that he did as far as hardcore wrestling, like it was like, you know, it was necessary. There was a reason for everything that happened. So for me, it would be Mick Foley because it wasn't just blood and guts without rhyme or reason. It was blood and guts in the context of telling a dope story.
TZ, who you got?
I'll say a different answer just for the aspect of dialogue, even though, you know, Mick is my guy, but if I have to just to throw another sauce in the pot, Terry Funk, man. I think Terry Funk is like, even though he was kind of like Mick's mentor, Terry Funk had a way of making, he could sell being like thrown off a building better than anybody I've ever seen, bro. Like this guy would like fall, and like the way he would sell things, it was so amazing. Like Mick could take the action and take the brunt of the punishment, and then Terry Funk would like take a chair shot and just sell it like you wouldn't even believe. Like it was amazing how Terry Funk was, and him being an original Godfather. I sit back and watch those matches with him and Cactus Jack all the time in like Japan and that stuff they used to do. And I'm like, yo, dude, man, like dog, I don't even know if these guys want to live tomorrow, the stuff they was doing to each other. It's like, yo, man, we gotta make it home to our kids, bro. Like, dog, these guys were somewhere else, man. And definitely I have to say, if it's not Mick Foley, it's definitely Terry Funk, bro.
You guys have done it all. Listen, man, I respect your time. and your artistry as musicians. I want you guys to know that I appreciate you. This ain't even like the podcast BS that people like to spew and, oh, I'm a big fan of yours. TZ knows, like, bro, I listen to Broke Boys anytime I'm out exercising and I'm walking and I need that motivation just to remember, like, man, you got to get up tomorrow. You got to do it. Get out there and do something. I listen to John Connor's music as well, man. Like I said, I popped when I heard some wrestling references on it, man. This dude is amazing. And I see a lot of people in the chat saying you're going to buy the music and all that. Like, once you hit that purchase button, you guys, that money goes to good people. And they'll be excited and happy with what you bring to them. So please support their projects, support their groups, their artists. That goes for like Rich Latta, Rated R. I've had a bunch of people on here. And it's because of TZ, honestly. TZ has helped me with a lot of guests and everything else. So I'm very gracious and I owe him a lot of gratitude. And I'm grateful for everything that you've done. And I got the chance to interview John Connor, something I never would have thought would have been possible. You know what I mean? I wouldn't have asked him. I would have been shook. Like, nah, he's going to say no, bro. But I appreciate you guys, though, man.
Hey, man. It is all love, bro. Conrad, keep up the great work, bro. You've always been a good, humble dude, brother. You earned every blessing that comes your way. Anything I could ever do to help you with your brand and anything that, you know, we could do. You know what I mean? Anything that we could do to keep the brand going is wonderful, man. You know, and for me, man, you know, I've come a long way, like from writing rhymes and sounding like Talib ASAP Rock one day and then, you know, DM Mystical the next day, to sit here to say that I am doing an album and I've done an album with John Connor. You know what I mean? One of the most prolific artists to do this, to say that he and say, you know what, man, I want to do an album with you. And us come together, dude, you know, you can't, you know, this stuff that's in the storybooks, man, because John is so respected and for what he does. And for him, for us to link together, for him to see his first wrestling song be done. And for me to sit here and say, I have a tape with one of the best pens to do this artist, period. You know what I mean? And knowing his lineage and where he comes from, man, I'm on cloud nine, bro. And I, you know, Kanye West is the best, man. You can't tell me nothing right now, bro. Nothing.
Yeah, man. I got nothing but respect. Oh, also, if you guys want, help my man TZ. He has nothing to do with this, but we got to get Missy Elliott and him to either work together. I need Missy Elliott on TZ's table. He's got a podcast. Like, I need this to happen. It's gotta happen. Timbo, like, let's make it happen, bro. Like, let's not play these games. Can we just make it happen? I tweeted her. I'm gonna keep it going. I'm gonna keep it alive until it happens. So let's do what we can. But if you guys got shout outs, people you want to show love to, man, please.
Go ahead, John. You go ahead first, brother.
Oh, yeah, man. Just shouts to, man. First of all, shouts to you, Conrad, man. I appreciate, like, you know what I'm saying, you having us on and giving us this platform to talk about everything we got coming up, man. Super cool, Cat. Anytime you want me to come through, I'm here, man. It's nothing. So, shouts to just my whole AVM family, man. Steve, Lindsay, everybody. Shouts to Swerve. You know what I mean? Like, make sure y'all get the War Project that's coming out. Shouts to Ace Cabana, Cam Howe, Cam Tyler. Man, who am I forgetting? 1187, Cooey, man, my production partners, like everybody, that, you know, just everybody, because when they go back and watch this, I'm like, oh shit, he said my name. So, you know what I'm saying? So shouts to my whole fam, man. All of my production partners, Johannes, Kev Jones, Mr. Mikey, everybody. So yeah, just make sure y'all check out those projects that's coming out. SOS2 on the way, Best in the World, the End Tape, Road to Legendary docuseries, Ace Cabana, Moonwater. It's going down. So I appreciate it, man. Y'all make sure y'all check all that stuff out. Mm.
Floor is yours, TZ.
Man, first of all, man, once again, man, shout out to you, Conrad, for everything that you're doing, man. Keep the pressure on this game, man. You know what I mean? There's not a whole lot of good quality wrestling out here. The channel's out here reviewing things the right way with passion. As detailed as you, I can tell this is a passion for you, brother. Something that you love to do. You know what I mean? Next time, man, next time we're in the area, we all got to link up. You know what I mean? I don't know how far you are from the Orlando area, but next time me and John come, you're more than welcome to come through. You know what I mean? If you got time, You know what I mean? For what, whatever me and John together, you know what I mean? And Swerve, you pull up, man. You know, we're fam, all family here. You know, definitely shout out to everybody, man, who supported over these years, man. Swerve, John Connor, Strizzo. I mean, you name it, man. My manager, Marcel, my team, my personal team, Rich, Chris. You guys have, without you guys, I would not be here. So thank you guys for all the love, support. And make sure, man, whatever you do, man, make sure you subscribe to Everything Pro Wrestling, man. This man right here has an empire coming. Everything Pro Wrestling. Remember that. I am TZ Scott, and I'm telling you, check out Everything Pro Wrestling. That's all you need to do.
I appreciate you, gentlemen, and thank you both for coming on to do the podcast. You guys will see us go out on the exit here, but I'm sure that these two will both be back for another one. So thank you all for joining us. We are out.
Yeah.
Different elements, pardon all my negligence. I've been gone in this ever since. Telling it, I've been moving just like a king. Steady pushing them rockets to center up in my dreams. I've been pushing, pulling exclusive. Newer movement for students who prove the blueprint is lucrative. My high up in my music.
I've been waiting for this feeling of euphoria. Got some calm, they say the meme is all the Lord in us. Knowing that we got this static, they started stroking us. Finding every reason to be wavy like the ocean must.
For the people who talking that needs to listen, this music for the atheist, Baptist, or loyal Christian. I've been sitting back, asking how you get like that, watching how you live like that. Stopping, I can win this match or get by, but I've been loose, moving like it's December. Knowing me and my crew will be gone to November. November.
We get by, all the dollars we get by. We puff a lot, always high up in the clouds. We drive a lot. Every time we hit a thousand,
hit
the sky, take a trip on the other side.
I don't think these haters really gonna get it done. Got the dupers round, riding out the city. Got the finest trip, knowing that I'm hitting it.
Commas, 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 smoke away all of my dollars, dollars, dollars. Waking up with all this baby mama drama, wishing that I could just puff away my problems. Pick apart the profits, scratching tickets off, and maybe hit the ladder. Look to feed my daughter, be a better father. Ball out even harder, don't consume McDonald's, think my call is dropping.
What?
Burn it all down and then find out what remains. Hang up the jersey, retire from the game. Keep all the fortune but give up the fame. Fly off to Spain, Mediterranean. Now this could be yes, but you steady playing. Could be running the states like Obama, dang. Like Obama, dang. Off of these days with Obama, dang. She a pretty young thing, baddest girl stepped on the scene. Like to go fast in that cherry red bat within 500 left. She my lightning McQueen. Girl fitting right in them jeans. Feeling elite like I might just go right to the league. Professionally, just so enticing to me. Texting you while there's another one hand on my lap. And the next she'll be blessing on me. Like she just blew off a sneeze. Cop trying to pull me over for exceeding the speed. Get her home right before 3. Probably next to will be ripping off the panties like it's a pyramid scheme. Yeah. Off the pennies like it's a pyramid scheme. Yeah, yeah.